主の彼方に光る星、青い地球は。
Now what I'd like to do is start off this second hour with playing Aquarius by the Fifth Dimension, because this is where we're headed for, and then we'll be talking about the U.S. elections.
My fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
We are born. You will be assimilated.
I am Locutus of Borg. Resistance is futile. Your life as it has been is over. From this time forward, you will service us.
You will be assimilated.
Resistance is futile.
We are the Borg. Lower your shield and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to serve as us. Resistance is futile.
I played those clips we are entering into a new dimension.And I couldn't think of a better clip to play than Aquarius by the Fifth Dimension with Aquarius. John F. Kennedy prompted me. He wanted me to play this, the other segment that asks not what you can do for your country, but what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. And finally, with the new higher vibrations and the shift into the fifth dimension, for the negatives on this planet and elsewhere, resistance is totally futile.Because the Supreme Being, the entity who created all of this, God, if you will, has decreed that this planet will shift into the higher dimensions. And there's nothing the negatives can do about it. Oh, they may try, but they're not going to be successful. I wanted to tell everyone that as well. My next clip I'd like to do is to run a pre-record that I did yesterday with some political commentators on the U.S. election. And then as soon as that's over, then I'll come back in and we'll wrap up today's program. So Doug and Don, if you could play that now, and then I'll come back at the end of this hour. Thank you so much.
Hello,
friends. I'm back again. I'm having a special election day election segment this hour, and I've got some wonderful friends on, political commentators, and my co-host Carolyn White will be joining me today. Anyway, hi Carolyn. She's a wonderful psychic and medium from Olympia, Washington, and I've got Beverly and Bob in a rural, undisclosed, secret location somewhere in Northern California. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves to my audience?
Hi, I'm Beverly. And this is Bob. Say hello, honey.
Oh, how are you doing?
We're fine.
Hi.
We're fine. Well, why don't you...
Good.
The messages I got, I want to share with you guys, and then we'll talk for a while about it, is that the Pleiadian Admiral Halosaurus says this will be a pivotal time in American history, because we could literally go one way or the other, one way toward conflict and disharmony and a possible war, or living in a beautiful planet where people live in peace and raise their children in a very healthy way and propel us into the next dimension. I think the choices are fairly clear in this U.S. election. But Beverly and Bob, I wanted you to talk first. Go ahead and give us your perspective on it from living there in California.
I'll vote for the second option, Ted.
For the second?
Yeah, I really feel that President Trump has done so much good so far in the last 4 years against all odds that we really need to keep him as our president so that we can continue along his path. His idea of making America great again, he needs it. And he's not only helping our country, he's helping the world.
And that's coming from an independent, not from a Republican, not from a Democrat, but we're both independent, and we've been, voting for over 50 years. Mm-hmm. So we think we know what we're looking at and living with.
Absolutely, my friends. I couldn't agree with you more. I don't vote for one party or the other. I tend to vote for the best person, whoever they are. And I agree with you. I think President Trump's a great man, and I hope he'll be elected. Real quick, Carolyn, as my co-host, your comments would be appreciated.
Well, Ted, I also am an independent, and I've been voting for about the same length of time, 50 years. And it's interesting because over the years, I have never seen a president so maligned by the mainstream media. Mm-hmm. I have never witnessed anything that there's been a defamation of his character. And I think that what's happening now is that we've reached a point, I can see my hat's not reached a point
Right.
But we've reached a point in our history that we need to really look at the corruption and how our policies have led to dishonor and degradation, and that politics has become a very dirty thing to be involved with.
Sure.
And you look at, of course, Trump, he's not a politician. Yes, he's a little rough around the edge.
Hold on, Carolyn, just a minute, my friend. Beverly and Bob, there seems to be some noise in the background. Is that it'd be possible to tone?
Pushing a chair around, Ted.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, my friends. Thank you. Okay. Okay. Go ahead, Carolyn, then we'll go back to Beverly and Bob.
But it's just like with Patton. Patton, in fact, some people say that Patton is, or Trump is a reincarnation of Patton. Patton was rough around the edges, but he got the job done. He was of integrity. And this is what has been lacking in politics. And you look at what is happening now with the information that's come out about Biden and the crime family. So I think we're at a crucial point right now that we have to choose between the same old swamp, or we choose between integrity. And that's the thing that is paramount and to listen to one's heart and not to listen to what the narrative is, but to really see what's going on. And I know that Beverly and Bob had a beautiful list that they gave you of all the wonderful accomplishments that President Trump has done, and nobody hears about them on mainstream media.
I'd like Beverly and Bob, if you could go over that list. I know you've written out a really good outline, and you go over that, that would be great.
There are so many things to choose from.
Okay.
I listed just a few. We could go with a quickie, and then we could elaborate on them as we go along. But I want to second that, you know, with our long history being senior citizens, we have wondered why things didn't get better over all these 50-some years. And you know, with the death of John Kennedy at the hands of what we would call the deep state, that was part of the first Great Awakening. And things have not gotten better until this presidency. And Beverly will start reading from our list.
Okay.
So that'd be great. Thank you, Beverly.
We've got the fastest growing economy in history right now.
Okay.
Our economy is doing great, even though our country was shut down once we started going again.
Sure.
I think that the report is that the third quarter, the GDP, gross domestic product, is up over 33%. And that's amazing. It's 33% for the year. It's actually higher for the quarter. And that's never happened before in our history, to have something that good. We've got the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. And yet, you know, the mainstream media, you hear nothing but garbage and nothing about the Biden scandal. Now, I don't want to get into negatives, but there has been quite a few complaints in the world outside of the United States about how biased American mass media is, because they just don't report anything negative about the Biden family and the crime and corruption and all this stuff they've been doing in the Ukraine and elsewhere. I think more of it will come out during the election, but I'm surprised Biden isn't in jail right now.
Right. It's Rudy Giuliani did make a YouTube because he had all the tapes and hard drive of Hunter Biden, which implicates his father, because his father knew everything that was going on and actually got a cut of the money from Ukraine as well as China.
Wow.
So, at least
there are other countries involved too, which was amazing, you know, Kazakhstan and Romania and Russia. Why would Hunter Biden get $3 million from the wife of the mayor of Moscow? What did he do?
Yeah, that's. It's hard to know why, how, no reason, no justification.
Yeah. There's another thing too, is that people kind of ignore, is that Jeffrey Epstein has been in the news, and the island that's down, I believe it's a U.S. Virgin Islands,
right.
An island next to that is owned by the Biden family.
You're kidding me. Oh my God.
And they have, there's actually a submarine docking port there. And of course, Ghislaine Maxwell has a submarine pilot's license.
Interesting.
And, you know, if you start looking at somebody that's been in politics for 47 years and can afford to buy an island, please tell me where they're getting all of their money.
Yeah, that makes a good point, yeah.
That's right. That's right. Donald Trump signed on December 21st, 2017, an executive order blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption. And this probably should apply to the Bidens.
Mm-hmm.
And
definitely applies to Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell.
Right.
But the Bidens, right. too, who were, you know, buddy-buddy along with the Clintons.
And we're thinking possibly that Joe Biden decided to run for president because if he won the presidency, he could not be prosecuted for his crime.
Oh, excellent
point.
And
that's actually what Lyndon B. Johnson did.
Right.
He wanted to become president because he was being accused of murder in Texas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Way back then. So this might have been part of his plan, Biden's plan to run for president to escape prosecution.
Sure. That's a good point. That's a really good point. I know that, not to change subject, but I know that President Trump has done a lot of good things for Native Americans. He instigated, he was behind the scenes in having American Airlines raise $20,000 for clean water and food on the Hopi Reservation. First time in American history where a U.S. president has actually stepped in and helped the poor Hopi Indians. Also, he recently signed an executive order. I think he budgeted $200 or $300 million to the FBI to help investigate crimes against women, sexual assault and rape on the Indian reservations. It's been a big problem for many years because the FBI hasn't had the resources to do it. Finally, President Trump stepped in to help Native American women, and I can't thank him enough for doing that. A little known fact, not reported on any of the major media in the United States, but something else he did good. So anyway, and the thing too, you have to ask, Biden's been in office for 47 years. I don't know how many years.
Yeah, 47.
Name some things he's done. Anybody. Some good things. I can't think of anything. No.
Well,
except maybe grab the breasts of young women. I've seen pictures of him doing that. And that's frankly disgusting. Why would anybody vote for a pedophile?
Yeah. Well, at one of the things too with Biden is back, there's a video circulating, and I remember he was running for president in 1988, and he said that he was at the top of his law class, and he graduated, he had 2 degrees, and that was a lie. He was down out of a class of, I don't know, 86, he was down like 70-something. He plagiarized speeches of people, and at that time, the press, which there were reporters in those days, they actually looked at the facts and they called him out on it and basically said, hey, Biden is done. He's and he did not get the nomination then. So my question is that after so many years from 1988, what has changed about the man?
Sure.
You know, right. What it's sort of like if you have a certain values and moral principles, unless there's something that's cathartic that's happened to you, you're still going to go on that path. If nobody stops you, you're just going to keep on going. So
that's true.
What's changed?
Yeah. Beverly and Bob, I'm sorry to ask you this, my friends, but I'm still hearing a lot of background noise. Is there something else, other audio in the background, maybe?
No, nothing here.
Right. Well, you know what that is? I think we've got a bunch of spirits on the phone. I'm serious. We've got spirits. Probably George Washington is here. Benjamin Franklin's here. Abraham Lincoln is here. They're all
John Kennedy's here.
Yeah. John Kennedy's here.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. That's great. Well, let's go over some of President Trump's accomplishments there, too. I know you've got your sheet. I don't have it in front of me, but I think it's a great sheet maybe to go point out some things he's done.
Okay. Well, he is building the wall.
Right.
And over 275 miles of wall has already been built. Hmm. He's reduced illegal border crossings by a staggering 78% since May 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And we now have ended catch and release. So
those bad boys
aren't
able to go free again. They get deported back to where they came from.
He seized a record amount of drugs and deported a record number of gang members. And along with that, you know, when the border is, we have a border, then human trafficking, it comes to a halt across our borders, because it's not as easy to bring in drugs, to bring children across the border. And in fact, he signed an executive order combating human trafficking and online child exploitation in the United States. And that's January 31st, 2020. Mm-hmm. In the first section, he says, human trafficking is a form of modern slavery. Mm-hmm. Throughout the United States and around the world, human trafficking tears apart communities, fuels criminal activity, and threatens the national security of the United States.
And he's really bringing an end to this. Under his leadership, reported even in mainstream news, which I find amazing, that hundreds and hundreds of pedophiles and human traffickers have been rounded up across our nation.
Wow, that's great. Yes. That's great. I want to tell you, I want to tell my friends and my listeners today that the noise is still a little bit there, but it's really quieted down after I said something. It's from the spirits. They're all just talking away. And it's all the U.S. presidents. We've got presidents Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt, Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, John Quincy Adams, Dwight D. Eisenhower, John F. Kennedy, Benjamin Franklin, Betsy Ross. George Washington, there's a whole bunch of them there, and they're all listening today. So they all like what we're saying.
It's interesting. Yes.
Yeah, they're here. They're all talking in the background. So my friends, keep talking. Don't let me stop you.
Okay.
Keep talking.
Well, another of the things that Trump is doing is protecting our beautiful lands and waters by investing billions of dollars in water infrastructure and by cleaning a record number of toxic included Superfund sites.
Right.
And that includes those on the Indian reservations, which under Obama, they refused to address.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that has been since the 1950s. The Indians and the Navajo and the Hopi lands have been suffering from the tailings of the uranium mines.
Right.
Yes.
And it's finally being addressed. I know that your friend up there in Seattle is, Leon is also helping with that, with clean water filters.
That's right. Leon McLaughlin,
And what I'd like to start, because this is something that I listened to recently, there was a report, Devin Nunes was interviewed, and he was talking about the drought in California, where the farmlands in the San Joaquin Valley don't get enough water, and as a result, crops are destroyed, he said that really the drought is man-made. It's been man-made. And that there are canals that brought all the water to the farmland. And he says that 80% of the water that runs down the Sierra Nevada mountain is actually dumped out under the Bay Bridge and into the Pacific Ocean. And this was done, I think, I'm not sure, it might be done when Jerry Brown was governor of California.
Sure.
But it's still being done. There's no need for it to be done. It's for people supposed to save the fish. We've got plenty of water in the ocean for the fish. This water needs to be refunneled again back into California.
Sure.
But Governor Newsom has signed a law that's supposed to start in 2022, where households are only allotted 55 gallons per person. And if you go over that, you're charged $1,000 a day.
Whew.
In drought years, $10,000. It's just stupid. It's insane.
Wow.
So, now that I know this, because of the California, I never knew that water was being dumped into the bay. We need to stop that.
Right.
We just revert that.
Amazing. Amazing. Yeah. Well, hasn't he also issued an edict to the police to go and arrest people if they have too many people in their home and they're singing Christmas carols at Thanksgiving, for example, or if they get too close to one another, if a husband and wife hug and kiss each other, then is that illegal under Governor Newsom's orders?
I don't know if you can kiss your husband and wife, but you're not allowed to have Thanksgiving indoors.
Please.
Have Thanksgiving
give
outside.
Me a break.
That's what you said.
So what are they supposed to do? Go out to a parking lot somewhere and have a Thanksgiving dinner?
Oh, maybe we should have a...
And people can only come into the house if they have to use the bathroom and then immediately go back outside. And gatherings can only last 2 hours. And if you want to sit, you have to wear a mask.
And the bathrooms have to be sanitized after each usage.
Are they required to eat their Christmas and turkey dinners out of the bathroom toilet, or what else? And how are they going to force this? Seriously.
Actually, I heard you could have more people at a funeral than Thanksgiving.
Spy on each other. You're actually supposed to sign in, take names and addresses and phone numbers of everyone who comes to your party.
Uh-huh. Well, that sounds great. Nothing like a free country, huh? Boy, that sounds wonderful.
Well, Ted, they were saying...
This is a taste. What the Democrats and some of the states are doing is a taste of what it would be like to have Biden in power. Because I think he's owned by the Chinese Communist Party for the things that he's done.
Sure.
I agree.
Yeah. No, I was going to say that apparently you can have more people in California, although not many, for a funeral. So what some of my friends in California were going to do is have a funeral for the turkey so that they could have more people inside to actually have the funeral.
Have a funeral for the turkey.
The turkey, that's you could have excellent. 10 people or 15 people for a funeral for the turkey.
That's good.
What will vegetarians do? This could be problematic if you're a vegetarian.
Well, you could have a funeral for the celery, if you want, and for the potatoes.
Or the carrots.
Or the carrots. You know, there's lots of things you could do, I guess. So, anyway, it's definitely very a very funny time. Does anybody challenge him, or do they just salute him with the raised hand like they did in Nazi Germany?
You know, this is so interesting. Where we are quite often, you don't see people wearing masks, but when people come in from the Bay Area, they drive with their masks on inside their car.
Right.
Wear their masks inside the stores. We don't.
Yeah. You know what?
Others do.
Yeah.
The Governor Newsom has been challenged because people are signing recall, petitions, and hopefully he'll get recalled. But so far, I think that judges in California have denied
two of them. They've denied two of the recall petitions, and that shows that our judges also are corrupt.
I mean,
who wouldn't want this guy recalled?
Right. Yeah. Well,
about the masks, Ted.
Yeah.
The masks.
Mm-hmm.
This governor made a deal with a Chinese automobile company to purchase masks for California, but we haven't seen any. And when anybody asks him, where are the masks? They don't have an answer. In fact, they won't tell anybody.
How much?
They won't tell the newspapers or the assemblymen what the money was actually used for.
How much?
And where are the masks?
How much did they cost?
$1 billion.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, our governor up here in Washington State, the fabulous Governor Inslee, took off the security controls over the Employment Security Department here back in March, so that crooks from abroad came in and stole $2 billion, that's with a B, dollars worth of employee security accounts for retirement. And they went, who knows where they went. There are rumors that they actually went to George Soros and Bill Gates, and they recycled them back into Antifa, causing riots up and down the West Coast. I don't know what the truth is, but I know that they're getting investigated now. It was only after $2 billion that our governor up here, Washington State, Inslee allowed, knowingly allowed the crooks to come in to take it out, that he put the controls back on. Of course, after they dropped the piggy bank. So it's troubling. What can I say? Mm-hmm. So,
well, it's actually rumored too that the money, the governor, that $1 billion mm-hmm. went to rifles and ammunition that's being stored somewhere in Sacramento in one of the government buildings.
And we're wondering if that's, you know, if he's giving a boost to all of the residents of California and honoring their Second Amendment rights, and that's going to give a rifle to each one of us along with ammunition.
Right, right. Well, one thing I like about you, Bob and Bev and Carolyn, is that you all think. And I'd like to quote from a famous leader of World War II in Germany in the 30s and 40s, and this is what he had to say. He said, "How fortunate for the leaders that the masses do not think." That was a quote from Adolf Hitler. And as long as people are asleep and they don't educate themselves, and they, I don't care who people vote for. I have my own opinions, but I respect others' opinions. Of course, as long as they don't vote or care to get involved, you take what you get. You know, that's how Hitler came to power in Nazi Germany in the 1930s, because people didn't research as to what he was really all about. And the same kind of thug tactics used by Antifa and Black Lives Matter are the same tactics which were used in the 1930s Germany of defunding the police, causing riots everywhere, burning down places, causing complete disorder. So their plan is to come in and take over the country, which I don't. All of the presidents I've talked to, presidents Teddy Roosevelt, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, John F. Kennedy, Dwight D. Eisenhower, all of them are very upset with the current, what's been happening here throughout the United States and elsewhere. And they said that we're not going to stand by and let a bunch of thugs destroy our Constitution and this beautiful democracy that we have. Of course, it's not perfect, but we all need to stand together and realize that we're all one and we all want to create a much better and happier planet. That's one thing, regardless of your political party or who you're voting for, that I think people, everybody can agree upon, that we want to make the world a better place.
And I think that's the problem, is that there's a lot of people that don't have the critical thinking. Right. It's like, I think Goebbels said, if you tell a lie enough times, you get people to believe it.
Right.
Exactly. And this is, looking at it, when even 4 or 5 years ago, when President Trump said, well, you know, that's the fake media.
Right.
And people are going like, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about. But in a way, he was warning us even 5 or 6 years ago that the media was biased. And this latest thing that he did on 60 Minutes, that when he showed the actual recording of what happened, and then 60 Minutes had an edited version that made him look really, bad, unintelligent, whatever. The thing is that he's been saying that the media is biased and it is controlled.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I had heard that in Seattle and Portland, they were celebrating the Summer of Love. But, Bailey grew up in San Francisco, and she said it didn't look anything like that back then.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about what happened. This got me kicked off my Seattle station when I talked about it. But that summer of love, nicknamed by Seattle Mayor Durkin, there was an area, an eight-block area, controlled by Chaz. And this was Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And about 8,000 people lived in that area. And during the couple of months' time that the Antifa and Black Lives Matter had taken over the area, there were over 4,000 felony police reports on robbery, rape, sexual assault, murder, burglary, felony theft, you name it, all kinds of crimes. And the thing is that many crimes are never reported. So there was at least 4,000 crimes committed over a population of 8,000. So every one out of two people, 50% crime rate, were experiencing violent crime, horrible crimes in that area. And the mayor, Seattle City mayor, had the audacity to say it was the Summer of Love. And our fabulous governor up here in Washington didn't know a thing about it. He when asked at a press conference, he says, I don't know anything going on up there. And he knew perfectly well what was going on. And I find it disgusting that that this was happening. I had reports of entire families getting raped and sodomized by Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And I don't know whatever happened to them, but that's the kind of crime committed against people that you remember for the rest of your lives. And it's horrible what they've done. Why even have government if our leaders are going to let us go off and have these horrible things happen to us? We deserve better as an American people. We deserve better democracy. We deserve better leaders. And why even have people like that in office if they aren't going to do anything for us?
I agree, because the people in office are supposed to protect us. That, you know, it's
actually
a government of people, and we're supposed to have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
That's true.
And when things like this happen, it's clear that those leaders are not there for the people. And I don't even know who's giving them their orders. I can't imagine that any governor or mayor would act that way.
Right. What happened, I know this summer, I was following it closely, is that in July, President Trump brought down a battalion of about 800 soldiers from Elmendorf Air Force Base in Anchorage, and they flew them into a military base called JBLM in Fort Lewis, about an hour, 45 minutes from Seattle. And Trump gave both Mayor Durkin in Seattle and Governor Inslee an ultimatum: either you clean up that area in Seattle or we will. And within a few days, lo and behold, Mayor Durkin sees the light. So does Governor Inslee, and says, oh, we better clean this place up. Because only when threatened with military force did they back down. That's the kind of people we have up in this state.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Well, there's another thing, too, is that around this time is that when Mayor Durkin was saying, oh, it's a summer of love, summer of love. Well, one of the council people in Seattle let these rabble-rousers, Antifa, BLM, whatever you want to call them. But anyway, they're like the vandals. She told them where Mayor Durkin lived, and they went to her house.
Yeah.
And they were attacking her house. And guess what? The next day she gave the order. She says, fine, we're going to clean things up. So it's, it's okay if it's not in my backyard. But once it threatened her personally, it's like 24 hours later, she had the place.
Well, the same thing happened in Olympia, Washington, too, where the mayor was a big supporter of Black Lives Matter and Antifa, until guess what? They went into her house, vandalized it, broke in, spray painted everything, destroyed property. Then suddenly she's now against them. Gee whiz, I wonder how that happened. But anyway.
Isn't it Wheeler in Portland?
Ted Wheeler, yeah.
He had them burning down his apartment, and now he moved out to an unlisted address.
Right. Yeah. So it's Portland. There's been over 100 fires set by Antifa and Black Lives Matter since June. The town, I guess, looks a lot like parts of Afghanistan or Beirut in the 60s. It's completely destroyed. It's going to take many years for that area to get back to life. And same thing in downtown Seattle. I had a lady get a hold of me recently from North Carolina. She wrote me this text and said, Ted, how come there's no tour operators for Seattle? We want to fly out and see the city. And I said, there's nothing to see right now unless you have a death wish or want to end your life prematurely. I said, wait till next year when things calm down, and then you can come out and you could drive through or walk through the rubble of what the Black Lives Matter and Antifa left in the city. But it's completely rubble downtown. Millions of dollars and billions of dollars of damage to buildings and properties and businesses, and people are moving out. You know, I mean, It's flabbergasting to me why anybody would stand by and just let that happen. And they've defunded the police in Seattle too. So now, if you have a serious crime done against you, good luck in getting an officer to help you out.
Yeah, and the sad part about it is that a lot of the businesses that have closed down, like Bartle's drugstore, they're gone from. They've been, I don't know how many years. In the Seattle area,
78 years.
And these businesses have been employing local people. They've been employing, right. Doesn't matter what race they are, these jobs, because the businesses are gone, the jobs are gone. That's the problem, is that it's destroying the lives of not the rich people, but it's destroying lives of the everyday people that are working in our economy.
Right, exactly.
Here in California, the government calls it global warming.
Fires
pop up spontaneously. I mean, even on the coast, Point Reyes, or Big Sur. I mean, how does that happen? That's always a lot of foggy and wet.
Right. Right.
It's amazing.
We've watched fire maps, and we've noticed that there are new fires every single day somewhere in California.
Wow.
And we know that it's either Black Lives Matter, sometimes it's directed energy weapons.
Right. We've had fires up here in the Olympic Peninsula, which is always cloudy and rainy most of the year. In the middle of an Indian reservation up on the coast here, that's always wet. Yet there was fires there. How did that happen? I guess if you dumped a bunch of gasoline in a tree, it could happen. But they're not natural. None of these are.
Yeah, I think in the month of what was it, August, September, there were 58 fires that were started in Washington. And even the state, the land management said all 58 were man-made.
Wow.
They were all started by humans.
Wow.
No lightning strikes, anything.
Nothing, yeah. Sure. Right.
And the fires end at the Mexican border.
Yeah, and the end of the Canadian border appears.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, it's just, it's simply amazing what's happening.
I'm thinking too that most of the fires are in Democrat states.
They are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. Yeah. Well, the mask and social distancing restrictions here in Washington State end one day after the election on November 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Everything sort of magically goes away right after the election. It's the first time in human history that the virus follows the political whims of a federal election. I think the scientists up here should really study that. It's amazing how that works. And our,
to keep people home so that they don't go to the polls to vote?
I guess. I don't know. You know, a lot of people up here just live underneath rocks. You know, they become like urchins. But one thing, you know, to be serious about this, the suicide rate among high school students and young people in this state have just skyrocketed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not reported in the press at all. They've been locked home for months. They get depressed and they do commit suicide. And those rates have really gone up. That's not reported anywhere, but I'm mentioning it here. And it's at a cost of this lockdown. I'm not saying the virus doesn't exist, but they far overreacted as to what's necessary to be done. I just got back from Mexico a few weeks ago after having a lot of good dental work done on my teeth. Excellent dentist down there. I go back there. If I needed more work, I'd go down back there. But Mexico was never shut down. They never required any masks or social distancing. And they've developed herd immunity. They have almost no cases now in Mexico. And everybody's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we have the same here? Why do we live in fear? Why do we let these politicians keep us in fear all the time? That's not going to help society. That doesn't make all they're doing is trying to stop our ascension and turn us into a police state. There's no reason for these restrictions anymore.
Well, hopefully after this election, I'm really hoping that Trump stays in office, and he's done so much, and I just feel that more and more people have awakened and will vote these Democrats, not that they're Democrats, but that they're inappropriate as leaders.
Sure.
Vote them out of office.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Right.
So
right.
As that continues to happen, things will get better in the States because the thing Bob and I realize now that we're retired is that we really didn't have the time to find out what is truly going on. And when the media isn't giving you the real news, how do you tend to believe them? People believe them because so they're afraid that they're going to get the virus. They're scared to death, and so they have to wear masks. They're being told that the virus is coming back in the wintertime and that there needs to be another lockdown. People believe that.
Yeah, I know.
They don't have the time to question and investigate what is really going on.
Yeah,
we
right.
watch alternative media shows like yours. We know better.
Yeah.
But it takes the violence in the cities and to see that the governors and mayors have been lying, you know, firsthand, they see and start talking and that will bring change to those communities because people don't want that.
Right. Right.
Who would want that? You know?
Right. Exactly.
So,
yeah.
This is a slow, you know, everything takes time. When you think about how much has been done in 4 years, it's remarkable. But, of course, it's not good enough.
Right,
we need
right.
more.
And I have no doubt that Trump is going to win in a landslide, but everybody has to get out and vote and make sure it happens.
Right, right.
One of the things that I'll just get back to this, but Trump confirmed more than 220 federal judges who will interpret the Constitution as written.
Mm-hmm.
That's really important, as written.
Sure.
Confirmed Supreme Court Justices Neil Gorsuch, I'm saying his name wrong, Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and now recently Amy Coney Barrett.
Mm-hmm.
So these people will stand by our Constitution. He's also confirmed 53 circuit judges filled all appeal court vacancies for the first time in 40 years.
Wow, amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Those are really good things.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well,
he's also taking care of the veterans. I don't know how much time we have, but, you know, I've got pages and pages.
Sure. Well, what I was going to do, I think we've got about 5 minutes left or so, but what I want to do is for us to say some prayers for world peace because we'll be coming up in a few minutes to 11:11 a.m. And 11:11 is an angelic number. So let's give us about 5 more minutes. Bob and Beverly, go ahead and give some more stuff that he's done for veterans. And then we're going to do some prayers for world peace and also rains in California. I think that would be a really good thing to do. So go ahead, Beverly and Bob.
Okay, let me jump in here for a second before Beverly goes through her list. And I just want to say that during the previous years since John Kennedy, we have been at war all the time, whether it's Vietnam or over in Syria and Afghanistan. Donald Trump is the only one who's been bringing the troops home.
Right.
And here's another thing that's really sad about the previous administrations. They did not take care of our veterans in the veterans' hospitals.
Right.
There were long waiting lists for people to get proper care. They weren't treated for their PTSD. Trump has turned that around.
Wow.
And he has made the Veterans Administration hospitals responsive to the veteran. And if a veteran can't get an appointment there, he can go to a private practitioner and the VA will pick up the bill. So they will be able to get taken care of as needed.
Wow. That is such good news. Thanks so much. We've got a couple minutes left, Carolyn, and then we're going to do some prayers for world peace.
Well, I think the important thing, too, is that Trump's also acted to reduce the price of prescription drugs.
Right.
And he's working at Big Pharma and reducing their power also. And I think that's important because the pharmacy industry is probably one of the biggest cartels on this planet.
Right.
And there's a lot of the insurance, of any type of claim, there's about 29 or 30% of all of our medical money is just in that middleman. It's that, sure. that enforcement of the insurance. Right. So I think this is another good thing that, and nobody mentions this, and I think that we need to talk about the good things that President Trump has done over the last almost 4 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's also, to add to that, the drug that he was taking, he calls it a therapeutic, that helped cure him of the virus, he's mm-hmm. making available to Americans, anybody who needs it, for free.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Yeah. I know, really, look, nobody's perfect. We're all human in this 3D world. And yes, yeah. Trump does have his flaws. He's a human being. And his heart, I think, is in the right place because a lot of the things that he has done is for the common person.
Right. Exactly.
And I think that this is so important that right. He has, he wants to get us away from China. He wants American jobs to come back again to this country. So, and I'm wearing my Halloween hat here because it's Halloween.
It's Halloween.
It's right. commemorating the day that Atlantis fell into the ocean thousands of years ago.
You know, most people don't know that. And what I thought was fascinating. You showed that picture, that book, but it was just amazing. Yeah. And then All Souls Day, I remember reading in that book you showed me where it was to commemorate all the people, million, like 64 million, I don't know how many million people died.
64 million people died. And it's, and All Souls Day came down as a commemoration of all of the people that perished in one fell swoop. When the earth parted and the seas came in, and whether you call it Atlantis, Mu, Lemuria, and they all went the next day, is that it's gone. Honoring their November 1st.
One of the things I want to do, ask everyone listening today, Bob and Bev and Carolyn, put your hand, if you're right-handed, over your heart, and if you're left-handed, put your left hand over your heart. And then bow your head slightly and thank Admiral Halosaurus and the Pleiadians for helping us. They have over 2 million ships now around the planet. They're standing by to help us whenever we need assistance. All you have to do is contact them through your heart, and they'll come in and help you. The second way to get help is to do the Hue. The Hue is a meditation technique I learned many years ago to contact the Galactic Alliance. And if you like, just say it with me. It's the Hue in human. It goes like this.
Hue.
Twice more.
Hue.
And one more time.
Hue.
And I especially want to thank all the U.S. presidents who are here. That's what the background noise is happening in the back of the phone. They're from the spirit world. They're all talking, and they're having quite a good time tonight, actually. They're part of the show. George Washington will be the lead spokesman for them. He says that, like I said earlier, he said that they didn't work as hard as they did to create to create America as a democratic country to shine the light for the rest of the world. And that's what our role is, my friends. Not to hide, not to fight, not to hate each other, but to live in peace and harmony, because that's the world of the future. That old world of fighting and stealing and lying and cheating, that's going by the wayside, and it's being replaced now by a much higher frequency, beautiful planet. And so he says, as John F. Kennedy is now stepping in to say, leave no neighbor behind. Take as many people as you possibly can with you, because the future is very beautiful and bright for all of us. And the light is always much stronger than the dark. So know that you're being helped and protected, and all eyes of the universe are now watching and waiting to make sure we make the right decisions. As you can tell, in the background of this phone where I have Bev and Beverly on, there's a whole bunch of people back there, and there's nobody in their house. It's all quiet. They have no other audio on, but they're there. You can hear all the spirits talking. So they're very pleased at this, and we are all ascending as a result of that. Beverly and Bob, you want to add anything, and Carolyn?
I want to say that President Trump is up for 5 Peace Prize nominations, the Nobel Peace Prize, mm-hmm. 5 times.
Wow.
Bring peace forward.
So he's working, and we're all working for peace on Earth.
Right, exactly. And this is the kind of future we should have. And I am so happy that you're all listening today. Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And if you'd like to donate, just go to my website at outofthisworldradio.net. And there's a little PayPal button. It's just $5 a month or 50 bucks for the year. And I really appreciate all your beautiful help and support. And Carolyn, do you have any last words there, my friend?
I think that we all need to connect with our heart, because there's so much outside influence that's hitting us. And this is this is a time, of course, in October, but even more so in 2020, that the veil is thinning. And there's so many influences, and we have to center ourselves in the heart, which is a high vibration, and in love, and trust our intuition and connect with our heart.
Yeah,
and that way that we can make, we need to be the change that we want to see in this world.
In the world. And Mahatma Gandhi says that's a beautiful phrase. He couldn't have said it better himself.
Okay.
All right, Beverly and Bob. Well, thank you so much for talking to us from an undisclosed secret location somewhere in rural Northern California. And Carolyn, thank you so much.
Thank you for letting us share with you and Carolyn.
Oh.
It's been a real joy. Thank you.
Well,
my pleasure too.
So
yes,
glad you could all come on today. And thank you so much again for praying for world peace. Thank you so much, my friends. Bye-bye.
Hey,
bye-bye, my friends.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. For a better world.
Tani hikari.